It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Well, just ahead of the holiday, Brittany Arnold is the Marketing Development Director of the YMCA of Douglas County. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Good morning.
So a lot going on this time of year. Talk about what's happening at the Y.
Yes, we've always got a lot going on, but this is the season of giving, and we are about halfway into our campaign, our year-end campaign right now. We are trying to raise $100,000 by the end of the year, and that's for programs and for financial assistance and scholarships. Just a really important part of keeping our Y going. And a part of that is going to be Giving Tuesday, and that is on December 2nd. That's actually a day that's celebrated around the nation, and we're going to be doing it at the Y, and we're going to be challenging people to give $175 in honor of our 175th birthday next year.
So 175th birthday is for the National Y, right?
Yes.
That's amazing that it's been around that long. Stephen Stanfield was in here a couple weeks ago talking about all the things at the very beginning. Pretty fascinating stuff.
It is fascinating how much the Y has started.
Now, for Douglas County, how long has this Y been around?
Over 75 years.
And you've got some really cool pictures up now in the Y. Talk about those.
Yes, our campaign is really celebrating our history and where we've been and how it's gotten us to where we are now. And we're asking, you know, donors to help keep us going and moving forward. So there are pictures throughout the building of, found some really cool old ones of the old pool and just a lot of old photos.
And has anybody identified any of these people?
It's funny because people will walk around and look and be like, oh, I knew I was in the swimming class, but I don't see myself. And it's generating a lot of good stories.
But you could also tell, because you don't have dates on the photos, but sometimes it's like, okay, those are clothes for the 80s.
Yeah. Yep. So, we go all the way through.
Pretty cool stuff up there. So let's see. What about special events that are coming up during like winter break?
Yes. So after, the Giving Tuesday is on Tuesday, December 2nd. That's going all day. And then as far as programs and activities, we've got the AS1 Basketball Clinic. And I know we talked about this on your show before because he was here several months ago during the summer. And that filled up really quick. So there is registration open for that right now, and it's ages 7 to 17, and that's going to happen during winter break. And it's competitive basketball skills, so it's a great time going into basketball season to learn some really good skills. Registration is online for that. And then we've got a lifeguard and swim instructor courses that are coming up. Awesome to prep for summer jobs and get those certifications out of the way. Ongoing is we've got play gym and swim lessons. I know our December swim lessons opened up yesterday for registration. Those are always ongoing. Homeschool PE is ongoing. Adult indoor soccer just kicked off, and that's ongoing. And Active Y Adults, that group has a lot of fun, and they take some really fun field trips, and that information is online as well.
So is that a particular age group?
It is 55 and older.
And how do people get tied into that?
I would just check the website. We have the upcoming trips are always posted on there, and you can sign up for the trip that you want to go on. They have a lot of fun.
So we talk a little bit more about this campaign, $100,000. What are some of the things, or what is kind of the reason for trying to raise all those extra funds?
I think a very important question that is asked is people think that membership fees cover these things that we're asking, you know, programs, and they don't. They keep the lights on at the Y. So this really, we are completely funded by donors, and our programs have just been growing and growing and growing, and we want to support that, and we want to, of course, support everybody that wants to be a part of it and be inclusive to, and you know, we don't want to have any financial barriers for them. So
it really gives like some opportunities for people who really couldn't pay full price to still take part.
Yes.
All right. So again, the $100,000 by the end of the year. Any special things people ought to know about kind of how this is structured?
You can give online. You can pop into the Y and give. Again, Giving Tuesday is a great day to do that. We have some little prizes for that day. So those are some options. And just in the season of giving, a great way to give and provide somebody with a swim lesson, provide somebody with a program fee.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about what's coming up at the Y?
Well, coming up is January. So be thinking about membership.
January.
I was already thinking... Yeah. Yeah. Get ahead of it and sign up for a Y membership or sign a family up. It's a great gift.
All right. Brittany Arnold from the YMCA of Douglas County. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:37 at the morning report.